Psalm 135. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto himself, and Israel for his peculiar treasure. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven, and in earth, in the seas, and all deep places. He causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings for the rain. He bringeth the wind out of his treasuries, who smote the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and beast, who sent tokens and wonders into the midst of thee, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and upon all his servants, who smote great nations and slew mighty kings, Sihon king of the Amorites, and Og king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land for an heritage, and heritage unto Israel his people. Thy name, O Lord, endureth forever, and thy memorial, O Lord, throughout all generations. For the Lord will judge his people, and he will repent himself concerning his servants. The idols of the heathen are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouths. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. Bless the Lord, O house of Israel. Bless the Lord, O house of Aaron. Bless the Lord, O house of Levi. Ye that fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion, which dwelleth at Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Who else is worthy of all our praise and honor and glory? Who else? The gods of the West are actors and actresses. Adults pretending to be something they are not. They are athletes, grown-ups playing children's games. They are politicians, most of whom are pretending to be somebody they are not for power and glory. They are entrepreneurs, men and women who have sold their souls for the love of money. They are musicians and quote-unquote artists who have made their entire lives about expressing and promoting themselves. Are they worthy of all your praise? Do they have all power in heaven and earth? Can they do whatever their hand pleases to do in earth and heaven? I think not. They cannot deliver your soul in the day of judgment, nor can they give to God a ransom for their iniquities. They are just mortal, flesh and blood men and women who shall perish, for they are not God. And they are not worthy of our praise. And the gods of the heathen are idols, silver and gold and wood and stone. They are not even men, but merely the works of men's hands. Idols, images, statues that men and women bow and pray to and offer incense and gifts to. Surely those who worship such become blind, deaf, and dumb like the idols that they worship. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouths. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. No, let us not be like the vain, civilized Westerner. And let us not be as the deceived heathen, but rather, let us be like the house of Israel in times past, when they truly knew their God. Let us be as the house of Aaron and Zadok once were, the true priests of the Most High God, that worshipped Him in purity of heart and holiness. Let us be as the house of Levi, that took a stand against their own people and chose to be on the Lord's side. Let us fear the Lord and praise Him. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise Him, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto His name, for it is pleasant. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Let us know and understand that He and He alone is God, and He is worthy to be praised. Let us know and understand that in times past He chose Jacob, not Esau, and He chose Israel above all other nations. But let us know in this present time He hath chosen His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to be the King of kings and Lord of lords and the Prince of the kings of the earth. For He hath destroyed the works of the devil and vanquished principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. With His right hand He hath gotten Him the victory. And every knee shall bow before Him, and every tongue shall confess that He, Jesus, is the Lord and Messiah. For the Lord Jesus will judge His people, and He will repent Himself concerning His servants. And so now, all who fear the Lord and come to Christ Jesus and worship Him and believe in Him with all their hearts, all who trust Christ have been chosen in Him to be a new holy nation and a royal priesthood, to be His peculiar people unto Himself, to show forth His praise, the praise of the living God in Christ Jesus, who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Hallelujah! For God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all, and Christ is the light of the world. He is the only one who can take us out of the darkness and bring us into His eternal kingdom of light. So let us praise the Lord and praise His name, Jesus, the name above every other name, so that we might bless Him and bring joy to Him, the one who made us, redeemed us, and called us unto Himself for His peculiar treasure. Bless the Lord, O house of Israel. Bless the Lord, O house of Aaron. Bless the Lord, O house of Levi. Ye that fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion, which dwelleth at Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 135.